Well, I told you my time alone with the radio wouldn't last, didn't I? These are the assorted inhabitants of number 3A, 801 Nutwood Avenue, San Francisco. My name's Howard West, and I've been living with this colorful group ever since my wife Amy died of typhus. That happened during the Great War. But I think this thing going on right now over in Europe's going to give it a run for its money. Now, that streak of blue and white you just saw head into the kitchen was my daughter Norma. Her husband Pete is a pilot and aviation mechanic. He volunteered to go work on those airplane parts we've been sending overseas to the Allied forces since March of this year. He's been at that airbase almost 5 months now, so Norma certainly has her hands full taking care of all of us.
Thanks, Dad.
Yep, her hands are always full, especially with my grandson Mickey, who's usually got his fingers into something around here.
Aunt Angie, catch!
And my younger daughter, Angie, who's always got her head in the clouds.
Look what you've done! Another bowl of beets ruined!
Angie works in a bookstore, but what she really wants is some real-life romance. And, of course, there's almost always a few neighbors hanging around. Like Sid, the retired car salesman downstairs who spends all his free time torturing the violin. And Lil, who's taken over as building maintenance supervisor after her husband died 8 years ago. The woman has done things with a crescent wrench others have only dreamed about. And that about covers the players for this Thanksgiving. Let's eat!
Yeah! That was great.
Stop! Stop!
The table's not ready yet. We've had a slight setback with the beets and the turkey. 2 more minutes.
Well, you heard the general. Let's go ahead and say grace in the living room.
A 2-minute grace?
I'd like to think we can manage a 2-minute conversation with God. Now, what do we have to thank the Lord for in 1941?
Clogged air vents. Well, because it meant I still had a job.
And I'm thankful the Lord let me retire this year. Prices of those new Oldsmobiles would have put me out of business. $895.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's going to buy at those prices?
I'd like to thank the Lord that he's kept us out of the war another year.
And that we have each other and him. Lord, we ask for your peace in our world, greater charity among people.
And that you bring Pete home safely.
Yes, that's right.
I thought Pete was supposed to be home by now.
He said he'd try for Thanksgiving, but Christmas for sure. I really expect him any time now. The Lord knows the day.
The Lord knows all our days.
Yes.
For all you've given, may we be thankful. For all we've received, may we give to others.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.